Unit 8. Skyscrapers are the landmarks. When walking in the city, I love to look up at the tall buildings. Their overwhelming heights and unique shapes always intrigue me. One of them is the Empire State Building. Soaring 1,046 feet above Midtown Manhattan, it has always been a symbol of New York City. Another one is the Chrysler Building. Its Art Deco design and needle-sharp spire are very impressive. The Flatiron Building, which looks exactly like a flatiron, appears in the movie Spider-Man. These buildings are all popular with photo-taking tourists. Such skyscrapers are a part of my life in the city because they are my landmarks. When I get lost in Soho and see the Empire State Building ahead, it means I am facing north. A building can also tell you where you are if you get out of the wrong subway exit. Today in the late afternoon, Angie came along with me to visit the Empire State Building, since neither of us had ever gone up to the top. We walked out of the elevator on the 86th floor onto an observation deck. And what we saw there was just incredible. The deck was facing towards the sunset, where the reflections of the crowds of skyscrapers on Wall Street were glittering silver and orange in the sunlight. We did not leave there until the silhouettes of the buildings melted into darkness and were replaced by beautiful illuminations. The scene reminded us of the movie Sleepless in Seattle. For those who are not familiar with the movie, let me highlight its climax. The heroine is looking at the red heart-shaped illumination on the Empire State Building from the top-floor restaurant of Rockefeller Center with her fiancé. But she suddenly decides that she should meet the love of her life, leaving her fiancé behind. She hurries to the observatory of the Empire State Building, only to find it empty. She remains standing there, disappointed, when suddenly the man and his son come back to get the bag which the son had left behind, and they finally meet. Both Angie and I were recalling that scene and feeling a bit romantic. I guess Angie wished it was Jonathan, not me, who was with her tonight.